Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The celebrities are ready to trick or treat. Good morning, Dean.
Yes, good morning. Every year, the celebrities, you know, like everybody was celebrating this past weekend. You couldn't go any place without seeing people in costumes, adults out on the street. And celebrities did the same thing, only they've got the world's greatest makeup artists and the world's greatest, you know, costumers to put them together. For example, some of the celebrity costumes included Lester Holt. You remember good old Lester Holt? He went out looking like, I'm not sure exactly, I think he was McGruff the crime dog. Kind of looked like a news hound kind of thing.
Well, he is, yeah.
Kylie Jenner was superb as the Bride of Frankenstein. Henry Golding, who starred in Crazy Rich Asians, went as Maverick, Tom Cruise's character from Top Gun. Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn, as a very medieval king and queen. Grandparents will do anything for their little granddaughters, four-year-old granddaughters, who was dressed as a princess, of course. Rebel Wilson and some of her friends made these costumes, or somebody made these costumes, that look like Barbie dolls in the boxes already. Very, very clever costuming. All these celebrity costumes are all posted all over the internet if you're interested in taking a look. And I got to say, you must be really bored today if you have nothing better to do than watch celebrity pictures.
Who went to the movies over the weekend?
Well, everybody that did, most everybody that did, went to see Dwayne Johnson's Black Adam again. It's the number one movie at the box office. Once again, it is taken in an additional $28 million. Total take in the U.S. now $111 million. Worldwide, it's gone up to $250 million. After that, the number two movie of the weekend, the Julia Roberts, George Clooney rom-com, Ticket to Paradise, took in an additional $10 million. It's up to a total of about $100 million now. And then after that, all horror movies, Pray for the Devil, about the first female exorcist, Smile, and Halloween Ends, rounding out the top five movies.
Did you say the Julia Roberts, George Clooney movie brought in $100 million?
$100 million total for the 2 weeks it's been out. So it's doing very well.
I have to say, I saw it. My wife wanted to go because she loves Clooney and Roberts, and who doesn't? And
they're adorable.
I now list that as the worst movie of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it should be called Ticket to Hell. I mean, it was like, I thought it was, well, you know, here, I thought the big problem is you don't buy this bickering act with Clooney and Roberts because you know they like each other genuinely. And so you just think through the whole movie, or I did anyway, that they're acting. Yeah. It's not working. I thought the script was like stupid. It was nice to look at because you see Bali.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Yeah.
But you
I liked it.
You liked it,
yeah,
right?
I liked it. Okay. The bickering didn't bother me. In fact, when I brought it up to them, I asked them, was it more fun to bicker with each other or to be nice to each other? And they said it's way more fun to bicker with each other. And, you know, because they've been close friends for such a long time.
Yeah.
People already think that they're apparently married and are in real life divorced.
But that's why it seemed phony. You don't believe that they don't like each other.
Yeah, it's a rom-com.
I'll tell you, though, it's worth going because they have about a minute or two in the credits of bloopers. That was the best part of the movie for me.
The bloopers are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bloopers are good. It's, you know, just maybe I'm just so tired of these, you know, superhero movies and action and special effects. You know, just a pleasant little story and, you know, a couple of laughs. It felt kind of refreshing to me a little bit. I don't know.
Something
for everyone.
Take it to paradise,
to hell.
Some say.
To hell.
What is this story about Julia Roberts, though, and her hospital bill when she was born?
When she was born, I had never heard this story. She only just revealed it recently in an interview. Julia Roberts' parents, just before she was born, lived in Atlanta, and they ran a theater school. You know, kids could come and get lessons on, you know, the theatrical arts. Coretta Scott King and Dr. Martin Luther King came to Julia Roberts' parents and asked if they could enroll their children in the school because they were having trouble enrolling their kids in any other school because of segregation at the time. So the Roberts brought the King children in, featured them in some productions. The KKK back in Atlanta in the day, not so happy about all of this. You know, there were protests and more that took place as a result of it. But the Roberts stuck up for the Kings in this situation. And then when it came time for the baby to be born, little Julia to be born, the Roberts were hard up for money. It was Dr. King and Coretta Scott King that paid the hospital bills for Julia Roberts to be born.
That is a wild story.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
An amazing story, yeah.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. Boy, the more you hear about Matthew Perry's passing, the more you realize it's a miracle the guy's alive.
Yeah, boy, that was sure my takeaway when I watched the Diane Sawyer interview with him over the weekend. You know, he's got a new book out that's coming out tomorrow, in which he details all of this. So that's part of the reason that he's revealing such personal information. But he said in the interview that the reason that he's going through all this painful disclosure now is to try to help other people who may be going through the same kind of pain that he went through. He said in the interview that at one point he was taking 51 Vicodin tablets per day, along with a couple of quarts of vodka in the same day. That he would alternate between pills and booze and was just a mess, but somehow still was able to, you know, act as Chandler in Friends. This is the clip where he talks about how many pills he was taking and the extent to which he would go to get the medication.
55 Vicodin a day, which is where I was.
55?
Yeah.
How did you get 55 a day?
Well, I had to wake up and realize that I needed to get 55 of them, or I was going to be really sick. So I did all sorts of things. I had a bunch of doctors, fake migraines, and all that stuff.
You take MRIs?
I did take MRIs.
Just to get the pills?
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with me. And I guess the weirdest thing I did was on Sundays I would go to open houses and go to the bathrooms in the open house and see what pills they had in there and steal them. And I think they thought, well, there's no way that Chandler came in and stole from us.
Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, I felt sorry for him. I, as you said, I cannot believe that he's still alive. He talked about how his colon actually burst open at one point because of the excessive drug use, that he had to have a colostomy bag for a while. It's fascinating. The book comes out tomorrow. It's called Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. If you want to watch the interview, it's excerpted on YouTube. You'll be able to watch him, which is also very uncomfortable, you know, watching him relive this pain, but I guess it's part of the treatment.
Yeah, and you have to admire him for going public with all this. Yep. It will help others.
Yep.
Well, why is Dolly Parton saying she won't tour anymore?
Well, I think she's just kind of, you know, tired of it. She has been doing it practically all of her life, but she says now she's 76 years old. She's about to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's this coming Saturday, by the way, but she said she would just rather stay close to home, rather stay with her husband these days. She said she might do a show here and there, but full-blown tours where she's out on the road for months at a time, those days are over.
And a program note, perfect for Halloween, you can watch Bewitched nonstop on Antenna TV, right?
Yeah. Are you an original Darren or second Darren Bewitched kind of watch?
I'm a purist. I go with the original.
I am too. Yeah. Good old Dick York. Gotta love Dick York. I love Aunt Clara. Hilarious. I love the original Mrs. Kravitz. And hands down, Paul Lynde as Uncle Arthur, one of the funniest characters of all time. I can't wait to binge that whole thing today.
Antenna TV, that's our company, Nextar. And, you know, they had the big debate and the Fetterman Oz debate. So News Nation had its highest ratings last week. Right. And I'm thinking, did you see any of that? Because they had the Nextar company logo on the floor of the debate. So in all the clips, you see that. Couldn't they have thrown in a little WGN radio Surratt in the Morning line in there on the floor?
For the candidates to have been wearing Bob Surratt T-shirts? Something? Come on. Let's get with it.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
See you guys.